Welcome to the 95th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Rutherford. Stay tuned for my interview with Dakota Banks, author of the Mortal Path series of urban fantasy novels. Stay tuned for the interview. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Dakota Banks. Dakota's latest novel is Deliverance, the third book in the Mortal Path series. We're conducting this interview at Thriller Fest in New York City. Dakota, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad to be here.
Sure. Well, if the listeners haven't heard about Deliverance or the Mortal Path series yet, can you describe your novel in the series?
Certainly. The Mortal Path series has a heroine who is 300 years old. She sold her soul to a Sumerian demon. There were very harsh circumstances involved in forcing her to make that decision. It isn't one she made lightly. She became a demon's assassin for about 250 years until she decided she just couldn't deal with that kind of life anymore, of being an assassin. And she rebelled against her role as being a demon's assassin and instead decided to earn back her soul by saving as many lives as she has taken under the demon's direction. Deliverance is the third book in the series, and in it, she, one of her dearest friends becomes in danger. And she has to mobilize not only herself, but her little set of friends to rescue that person and attempt to bring them back alive.
Great. Well, you said it's the third book in the series. Do you have kind of a projected story arc?
Yes, I do. There's an overall story arc in that she is, first of all, attempting to earn back her soul, which requires that she balance a scale that is actually carved on her body by the demon so that she can balance lives taken and lives saved. And secondly, she is looking for a set of seven artifacts, shards of a diamond lens that she can assemble into one piece and use that to read some instructions on how to eliminate all of the demons that are left on Earth from the Sumerian time. So she hopes to leave Earth a much better place.
Okay.
At the end of her series.
Great. Well, as you've mentioned, the series is based on Sumerian mythology. What interested you about Sumerian myths?
Several things. I'm strongly interested in mythology in general, and in the Sumerian area, because of the entire Mideast area that holds so many antiquities and old cultures that are of value to the world. Specifically, what got me interested in it is the invasion of Iraq, in which the National Iraqi Museum was left unguarded for a brief period of time during that struggle. And during that, it was looted and vandalized. And a lot of old Sumeria equals modern Iraq.
Right.
A lot of artifacts from the Sumerian time period were vandalized or stolen. It was a great loss to the world, not just to that country. And I began to think at that time what kind of things could be taken from Sumeria that would still survive, that you couldn't crush under your foot like a vase. And the demons came to mind, the mythology. And the whole thing grew from there. It took years to put it together.
Great. Well, as you know, urban fantasy and paranormal romance have exploded in popularity with readers over the last probably 6 or 7 years. What about the genre appeals to you as a writer?
the ability to go wherever I want to. I'm not in the confines. I can build my own world. I'm not confined by the rules of everyday life. In the Mortal Path books, there are no vampires or werewolves or witches, which is what you generally think of when you think of paranormal.
Right.
The only paranormal elements in it have to do with the Sumerian mythology and the gods and goddesses and the demons. But once having established and created that world, I am free to have just about anything happen in it, because why not?
Right.
How do we know it didn't happen?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to stay within the bounds of our reality. And that's tremendously appealing to me as a writer.
Right.
It gives me room to run.
Well, what initially drew you to writing novels? And have you always wanted to be a writer?
I have always wanted to be a writer. Since I was 8 or 9 years old, I wrote a story for my school newspaper. And to my delight, it was published in the school newspaper. And I thought, well, I've made it now. I'm a writer, and all I have to do is sit back and wait for the checks to roll in. It didn't quite work that way, of course. But all through my teenage years, I wrote short stories and got stacks of rejection slips. A lot of them personalized, handwritten, hand-signed. But I never achieved publication. And then life got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
College, marriage, kids, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back to writing, having known all along that this was going to happen, that it had to be, and it was just a question of when.
Right.
Writing popped up to the top priority.
Mm-hmm.
That this is the time to fulfill my dream.
Right. And so what was that path to publication like for you, for your first novel?
My first novel, I wrote in response to a contest. I was going to enter the contest. I lost the contest.
Mm-hmm.
But the novel was good enough to get me an agent, and it did not get published at the time. And I retreated into writer hell, I guess you could say, and pouted for some time. Oh, my novel didn't get published. Finally, I came out of that little self-serving period and began to think about what I liked to write and what the market also wanted.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time. And I came up with law enforcement books.
Mm-hmm.
Police procedurals.
Right.
So my first books were the P.J. Gray series.
Mm-hmm.
Of suspense novels, thrillers that used virtual reality to simulate homicide scenes.
And are you still writing those?
I am not still. Mm-hmm. Writing those. There were 5 books in that series.
Mm-hmm.
They will be coming out as e-books very shortly.
Right.
In just a few months.
Great.
Because they didn't make it out as e-books in their original publication.
Right. Great. Well, we can look forward to that. What's the writing process like for you? Do you outline extensively, or do you write more organically?
I write a synopsis that begins with 1 or 2 pages and expands to 5 pages or so. And that is the synopsis that I give to my agent and editor for their comments, general comments. Then for my own working document, I expanded to about 20 pages, the synopsis. And it covers beginning to end, just.
Mm-hmm.
The high points. And I work from that document. It's not... Nothing in there is set in stone.
Right.
I find ways to improve it, change direction as I go through writing the novel, and that's fine. But it's an initial starting point. It's a roadmap for me.
Right.
and I'm very comfortable with that. It works out very well for me.
Great. Well, given your success as an author thus far, what tips or advice would you offer aspiring writers who would like to have their own novels published?
The first thing I would say is be persistent. Continue to believe in yourself, even if things seem discouraging, because they probably will at some time. You'll find yourself wondering what on earth you're doing. Why are you in this kind of field at all? You know, why would anyone possibly want to read your book? Be persistent. Try to establish a regular writing schedule, even if you can only write on the weekends. You have a regular daily job, and you can only find 4 hours on the weekends to write. Well, make that writing time strictly for writing, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep to it. And then finish the book. You're not going to get anywhere with publication if you don't finish.
Right.
I can't tell you how many authors, would-be authors, I've spoken to who say, I'm writing a book, and they've been writing that book for 3 years, 4 years, five
right.
years, and can't come to an end of it.
Gotcha.
That's one thing the synopsis does help out with.
Mm-hmm.
You have already put enough thought into the book that you have a plan from beginning to the end of the book, and it could help an aspiring writer to use a synopsis.
Right. So what books, fiction or nonfiction, have you read in the past like 6 months to a year that really made an impression on you?
I have been rereading old classics recently.
Mm-hmm.
And the book that stands out in my mind, just jumps right to the forefront, is Lord of the Rings.
Right.
I haven't read that for many years, and I read it just recently, and it is a wonderful experience for me to go through, as it was earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much there in terms of character building and world building that as a student of writing, I can just get lost in that story for those reasons alone.
Right, right. Great. Well, what are you working on now?
I'm working on the next book in my Mortal Path series. I also have a series for middle grade students that is a historical series. It's a very action-filled historical series that combines with mythology with it, since mythology is a big thing with
right.
me.
Right, yeah.
And it's called the Living Then series, and my agent is offering that around right now, and I hope to sell it too.
Great, great. Well, where can people find you online?
They can find me at dakota-banks.com. They can also email me at dakota@dakota-banks.com.
Okay, great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Dakota Banks, the author of Deliverance, the third book in the Mortal Path series. Dakota, thanks for doing the interview.
Thank you very much. It's been a great opportunity here for me.
Okay, thank you.